Kingston, I thought we still got thumped the worst.
We got thumped the worst. We got the force shield. The
Whoa, force shield, we're it? About to hear a bunch of boom.
This is Stuart Moxham of Young Marble Giants, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members, and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Sabisha Friedberg of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform.
Friday, at last. The workday crawled along at an excruciating pace. Each hour before you punched out felt twice as long.
But now you're heading out of your office building toward the front door. It's looking like the gates of heaven at the end of that dim hallway with the late daylight pouring through it.
The clouds over the parking lot, empty save for your car, are spread thin over a pale cobalt sky. It looks like it might rain.
The sun is hidden up there somewhere, but you feel its warmth in the breeze.
You've got whiplash from the fickle early spring weather.
Having to not so patiently wait on the precipice of the sunny season is almost worse than suffering through the cold. But it's coming.
The world is slowly warming up. But while you're on the clock, you still feel that spiritless sluggishness left over from the winter that's not so far behind you.
But once you're out those doors, you feel one step closer to hope.
Sure, the sky is gray. But the grass is neon green, and the birds are singing. And all weekend long, you get to share your time with her.
You get in your car and start to head home.
The commute is so familiar, it's as if the car is driving itself.
Or maybe it's her, pulling you back with her magnetism, her magic.
With her, you never have to wait for spring. She makes flowers grow everywhere.
You think every day of when you met, where you met, that special place.
A place where time stopped. Another dimension where you found and felt love like you never thought existed. And now that place is home.
Home, where she is. The center of the world. The heart of the universe.
Your very own sanctuary.
Your very own love motel. Welcome to the Love Motel, your home away from home on the winding heartbreak highway. This is your host for the night, Honey.
And this is your other host for the night, Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, you're probably anxiously awaiting the arrival of summer, soaking up every single ray of sunshine like it's going to be your last. Maybe finally getting to roll your windows down while you drive across the Rip Van Winkle Bridge.
Or maybe you've tuned in to hear us from somewhere underneath those wide Los Angeles skies, the mountains glowing purple as bright blue day fades into a hazy, much too foggy evening.
Or wherever you found us, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend the night with us.
It's springtime at the Love Motel. We have our velvet doors wide open, welcoming in friends and lovers and strangers who need a place to pour their hearts out and drink up the sweet nectar of all this love in the air.
Like the bees and the flowers, we need our loving listeners like they need our tender advice and perfectly paired love songs. It's sonic symbiosis.
Isn't it nice to listen to that magic happen every month right here? So, Donna, What troubles did our listeners write into the Love Motel with this time?
We've got two letters to get through tonight. One from a partnered-up paramour whose guy turns into a real wallflower around her friends.
Oof, that sounds frustrating.
And another from a listener who packed their life into a U-Haul and arrived in a new place and suddenly feels all alone.
Well, hey, whether they're looking for advice or a little cross-airwave companionship, they've come to the right place.
That is so true, honey.
So hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to this exact frequency.
We're so excited to spend the night with you.
Let's hear our first song request of the night. This one was sent in by Melissa from Iowa, and she wrote, I've got a coworker I can't stop crushing on. He's in my daydreams while I'm at work. He's in my night dreams when I'm asleep. He's so hot, and I'm working up the courage to send him a flirty inter-office memo. Can you play me the sexiest song you can think of for him? Why, of course, Melissa, we'd love to.
Thank you.
Come on back into the Love Motel. We were just thinking it's high time to open up our very first letter of this lovely evening.
We sure were. I'll start us off with a letter from a sweet, struggling stranger who called themselves Shy Guy Troubles. And they wrote,
"Hey Donna and honey, I started dating this guy about 6 months ago, and we are madly in love. He's everything I wanted but didn't have in past relationships. He's so, so sweet and romantic, so attentive to my needs, and wants to spend a ton of time together, but also gives me my space when I need it without taking it personally. But there's just one thing that's been bothering me. He doesn't seem to care about meeting or spending time with my friends. My friends are so special to me, and they see how happy I am with him, but there's no way they're not noticing his disinterest in them. It's not that he's rude to them necessarily, but I guess he's pretty shy around them and doesn't have much interest in getting to know any of them better. In a perfect world, I want us to all have amazing times together, or for my friends to see what an amazing guy he is, just like I see. What do I do? Do I have to sacrifice this relationship to keep my friendships? Signed, Shy Guy Troubles." In the immortal words of the Spice Girls, if you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. In my experience, friendships last much, much longer than romantic relationships. And friends are the ones who are there when those relationships end, when you need support and love the most. Friendships take work and tending to, just like romantic relationships. So I think it's important to not lose yourself in a relationship so much that you lose track of that balance. I've run into this issue in the past with my own relationships and those of friends, and I've got to say, it makes me pretty uncomfortable and feels like a red flag for me. But that's for me, Donna. You have to decide what kind of social life, romantic life balance you're most comfortable with.
I also wonder how far along your relationship is. I feel like in that beginning honeymoon phase, it's normal to kind of want to shut out every part of the world that isn't you and your lover. Suddenly everything else feels less important. But as you emerge out of that blissful, almost codependent hole, it's time to take a look around and figure out how to live your lives as two people in the real world, when it isn't just all sex and takeout and sex and takeout. It's time to get real. And for you, like for lots of people, that means integrating your friendship and your relationship to create a full, rich, satisfying life.
You say this guy is attentive to your needs. Have you brought this up with him? Because if what you say is true, he should understand how important it is to you to blend these two areas of your life and should give more of an effort with your friends. Sure, he might be suffering from some social anxiety or really just doesn't care about spending time with anyone but you, but he can at least try if it's important to you. Because you ask if you have to sacrifice your relationship for your friendships, it does make me worry that you've already tried getting this guy to meet you in the middle and that he hasn't followed suit.
Donna, as always, I think you're so right. It's hard to know if you're dealing with your guy's anxiety, aloofness, or true disinterest in your friends until you ask. And we deal with each of those answers quite differently. But above all, make sure you're prioritizing the people that love you and were in your life before you entered this relationship, and who will be there long into the future. Maybe it wouldn't be the kind of easy, loving blend of friends and boyfriends that we all dream of, but at least you'd feel like everyone could have a fun group dinner or weekend movie outing without you feeling stuck in the middle.
And if you do ask him what's up with his attitude and he answers anything like this following song, we recommend you get out of there swiftly.
Yeah.
We're dropping in with another song dedication, and this one goes out to you, me, and everybody in the whole wide world. This sweetheart wrote, "I just want to dedicate a song to literally everyone out there. This world is so crazy. Things are so hard all the time. And you deserve a song shout out just for existing."
They're out and lost in jail, crowded 52 room. There's 20 rats in this cage of a world. And the women know their place, they sit home and write letters. Then they visit once a year, where they both just sit there and stare. See how we are. Gotta keep bars in between us. See how we are. We only sing about it once in every 20 years. See how we are, oh, see how we are. Now there are 7 kinds of coke, 500 kinds of cigarettes. This freedom of choice in the USA drives everybody crazy. Down in Acapulco, well, they don't give a damn. Back in San Chiclis with no shoes on their feet.
Welcome back to the Love Motel, that place where far-flung lovers can commune over familiar heartbreak and the songs that'll help mend us all together.
Maybe you're just finding your way here, but we'd love to get you up to speed.
We're a radio romance talk show, and we're taking listeners' advice questions all night long.
And maybe you want to be one of those listeners we talk to.
It's super easy to do that. We take submissions at thelovemotelradio.com.
Or you can leave us an anonymous voicemail by calling 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568. And yes, that's a real number.
Or find us on Instagram at the.lovemotel. But while we've got you here, we're just going to open one more letter.
This listener, who called themselves New Kid on the Block, wrote, "Hey Donna and Honey, long-time listener, first-time writer. My question isn't about love, but I'd love to hear your thoughts anyway. I was wondering if you had any advice about making friends in a new place as you get older. I just moved to a new city, and it seems so much harder to do that than when I was in my early 20s, or even my late 20s. Pandemic social awkwardness doesn't help, and neither does my desire to be in bed by 9 p.m. every night. I don't want my coworkers to be the only people I know here. That sucks. I feel like I just need to try harder than I used to, but I don't even know where to begin. Looking forward to hearing your suggestions and then hopefully implementing them."
Hey, new kid. You are not alone. It seems like it gets harder to meet new people the older and sleepier we get.
And oh boy, do I know this feeling. I recently found myself on a whole separate coast from everyone I know and love. My biggest piece of advice, and this is hard for me to do too, so I've got to learn to practice what I'm preaching, is to be a joiner. I know, it's hard and feels incredibly corny. But believe me, it will be worth it. Join stuff. If you volunteer for a cause that you care about, you'll meet people who have the same politics as you. If you take part in some kind of event or fair or flea market that's tailored to a niche interest of yours, you'll make friends with people who have the same hobbies as you. And if you can't think of something joinable that you'd like to do, well, try something new on for size. Join a book club at a cute indie bookstore, or buy a pair of binoculars and make friends at the Audubon Society, or strap on a pair of roller skates and make buddies on four wheels. You get the picture.
We know it sounds a little awkward to get involved in an activity just to meet new people, but that's how they did it in the old days. Shared passions and activities is how community is formed, and it's a beautiful thing. Also, are there any places in your area that you like to visit often? A coffee shop, a record store, a bar? Try becoming a regular, and you'll quickly meet the other regulars.
Oh, exactly. Being a new face is hard, so just show up a bunch and you'll be a face that people start to recognize. But something that's ongoing, or at least takes a bit of effort, is where you'll make a lasting bond with someone, more than just a convo with your local bookseller or even your every single morning barista. I also know people who've had luck with make new friends meetups online, and even apps like Bumble that have a friendship setting. I know, what could be cornier than that? But hey, it works. And don't forget to ask your network. Does anyone from home know someone in this new place of yours? Ask them to set you up on a friendship date. You can be earnest and vulnerable about your struggle. We all get it, especially as we get older. I can't imagine a friend of a friend not being willing to share their Rolodex with you.
Also, I want to add that making new friends and settling into a new place takes a heaping amount of patience. These things take a long, long time if they're to happen comfortably and naturally and last. It's clear you've already been very patient, but hang in there, new kid. It can't be too much longer until you're hanging out at all the local haunts.
And until then, we've got a song about what it's like to be an unfamiliar face. Here's New Kid in Town by the Eagles.
There's talk on the street. Expectations, everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. After a while, you look in the eye.
Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Will she still love you?
Everybody talks about the California quakes, but the first time I ever felt the earth shake was in Miami. When Amy touched me, oh, it shook me. I told her I loved her and I wanted to stay, but she said, be sure and I'll call you in LA. Even in the taxi, I could hear my telephone ring, calling me from Miami, Miami. What took you so long? I thought you'd never call. Miami, call and say said, please come back. Said, I'm on my way, babe, ain't even unpacked. I want you, I love you, that's all she had to say. Goodbye, LA. Now once again I'm Miami bound. Can't wait till this plane touches down. Cause I know Miami will be waiting at that Miami gate. I can't wait.